Right ahead at Bulldog Sports Radio. Donald, you know, obviously everybody's been looking for you this year to maybe replace Fred Ross. That's a big, big role to fill. How big a role can you fill on this team? Do you feel like you can be a guy who can be a number one receiver in the SEC?
Thing about that is you don't try to replace Fred, just kind of build up on it. Just kind of follow the legacy they left, just kind of try to match or either go further than what it is or just try to stay somewhere within their path. But as far as trying to replace him, I don't really think that's possible.
Left side, front row.
Hey, Donald Barrett, Salia, CBS. Working with Nick Fitzgerald now that he's entrenched as a starter, what have you seen from him throughout the course of the spring? And then more specifically, how has he grown into a leader and a better passer throughout the course of the summer when you guys have been working?
Well, his game has grown tremendously. Day in, day out, he's always coming into work, always asking coaches, how can he get better? How can he be more vocal? The little things as far as the way his energy is walking in the locker room, he pays attention to everything that he does. And as far as relationship on the field, man, it's tremendous. You know, he's kind of got off field help, went to a lot of camps, you know, like a lot of other SC quarterbacks did and other quarterbacks in other conferences did. So that should help him a lot.
Front row, left side.
To tail off that, Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. To tail off what Barrett just asked you, have we seen how good he can be yet, or do you feel like that's still coming?
My, I haven't seen the beginning of it yet. I honestly feel, I mean, the sky for him is very, very high. That guy's going to be amazing. Why is it? Because his work ethic, his knowledge of the game has grown. He's matured a lot from last year. It's more trust, more relaxed in the system, kind of get a better feel for it. So as far as if you know the offense and kind of know the schemes, the faster you can go, the faster you can play.
Left side, second row.
Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. When you go back and you look at y'all's game against A&M last year, I mean, where would you rank that performance among the ones that y'all had last year?
I would rank it, you know, up, but ultimate jobs, we want to get a win. A win is a win, and, you know, we just kind of try to get energy off that and kind of take it into the offseason and just get better.
Left side, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. Who's the, in your mind, who's the best defensive back in the league, or who's the toughest guy that you've faced?
To be honest, in this league, all of them. I mean, everybody brings their A game to practice every week. It's SEC, it's the toughest conference in America. It's no one solid DB I can point out to you and tell them that he's automatically the best because they all have different styles. It's hard to match them. You got to know who's a filler, who's a presser, who's an off coverage man. So they all have strong knowledge of the game and strong techniques, so you have to try to find a way to beat it.
Right side, back row.
You're one of the few upperclassmen in the wide receiving core, you and Gabe Miles, a lot of young guys around you. Who are the guys that so far have impressed you and you think could be a big player for Mississippi State this fall?
To be honest, all of them, honestly. I mean, the attitude they have, getting better and wanting to learn from Coach G, wanting to learn the offense, wanting to stay after practice and kind of get a little extra, you know, just doing the small things, you know, all of them. I think there's no one guy that I can honestly tell you. I mean, all of them have the same attitude, so they all feed off each other. And what one lacks, the other picks up, so it's kind of hard.